helping small business to recover from the COVID pandemic, and solving transportation gridlock and housing affordability were among the key topics as five candidates for Burnaby North Seymour squared off in an online candidates forum hosted by the North Vancouver Chamber Wednesday morning. Over 80% of the 56 local business owners and managers who responded to a recent chamber survey put economic recovery from the pandemic as their top issue, said Patrick Stafford Smith, chamber CEO. COVID recovery a key issue. Kelsey Shine, conservative candidate for riding, stressed that as a North Vancouver small business owner, she's lived the economic problems that COVID has brought firsthand over the past 18 months. We've had these same problems, supply chain issues of getting actual product into our stores and being able to hire staff, she said. Shine said the conservative plan to help business focuses on getting people back into the workforce by paying up to 50% of salaries for new hires. The engine of our economy really works when we get people back to work, she said. Conservatives also plan to make December a month with no GST, said Shine. Candidates in Burnaby North Seymour took part in a virtual forum hosted by the North Vancouver Chamber September 1. By North Vancouver Chamber screenshot, Liberal incumbent Terry Beach said while the pandemic has been difficult for everyone, the federal government's actions to put money into supporting businesses and families helped cushion the blow. If we refused to act, tens of thousands of businesses would have been closed and millions of jobs would have been lost, he said. So the federal government stepped up in a big way and used our AAA credit rating to finance the cost of the pandemic. So businesses and families didn't have to do it personally. Beach said Ottawa was only able to do that because of the government's past prudent fiscal management. People's Party of Canada candidate Bradley Nickerson questioned pandemic measures such as business shutdowns ordered by health officers, calling them flawed public policy. NDP candidate Jim Hansen called for lower tax rates for small businesses while making bigger companies pay more. Let's tax the big earners, he said. Peter Dalling of the Green Party said the changes brought about by the pandemic are a chance to re-envision what business looks like. We don't necessarily have to go back to the way things were prior to the pandemic, he said. Businesses point to problems hiring staff. Candidates also addressed the difficulty businesses are having hiring skilled staff. Beach said that often comes down to quality of life factors, including not being stuck in traffic all day. He said getting rapid transit to the North Shore is key to that. Beach said the Liberal government is investing in skills training as well as recognizing credentials for foreign workers who can fill job vacancies in sectors like healthcare, information technology and skilled trades. But Shine said one reason businesses can't hire staff is they're competing with a government paycheck. She pointed to a conservative plan to offer double apprenticeship job creation tax credits to boost hiring into high-paying jobs. Hansen said the NDP is also committed to training and would allow people to collect A benefits while retraining. Dalling stressed the need for more affordable training and the need for jobs to provide good benefits, wages and a workplace culture that meets their needs. Without those, he said, workers are always going to be looking for the next best thing. Transportation, affordable housing perennial issues. Candidates also addressed the need for more affordable housing and better transportation as part of what's needed to keep staff. Hansen took aim at the Liberals, saying, "We've seen virtually no federal investment in transportation in our riding. Transportation infrastructure is the same as when I was a child, and I'm 60, he said, adding improving public transit across Burrard Inlet as a priority. On the issue of housing affordability, Shine said the Conservatives plan to build 1 million homes in 3 years, and will free up 15% of federal land for housing. The party will also ban foreign buyers for 2 years, she said, to get this market under control. Hansen said he's felt the issue personally, with children in their 20s, who are unable to afford housing in the community they grew up in. Under the Liberals, housing costs have risen 50% in Burnaby Seymour, he said, adding, there's no point expanding housing supply if people can't afford it. He added if elected, the NDP will build 500,000 affordable homes, leveraging federal lands towards that. The party would also put a 20% tax on foreign buyers, he said. Beach pointed to the federal government being out of the housing game for almost 30 years, which has resulted in a housing deficit. Ottawa is now working on a $72 billion housing plan, he said, to build more supply. He said Liberals will also disincentivize the use of housing as an investment vehicle instead of a place to live. Nickerson said the government also needs to stop transnational criminal interests using real estate for money laundering. How many empty homes are there in the Lower Mainland? He asked. Do we even know? Dahling said the Greens would also support putting more restrictions on foreigners who buy homes as investments. He said government also needs to do more to address homelessness. We have awful homelessness crisis in the Vancouver area, he said. That is simply just a failure of all of our communities, all of our governments.